Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Welcome to the latest episode of Five on the Floor and the Five Reasons Sports Network. Thanks for joining us on your favorite podcast app on Apple, Apple Podcasts, on Android, Spotify, or the Five Reasons YouTube channel. Make sure you subscribe to Off the Floor. You can find that pinned to the top of the Five Reasons Twitter page or here in the description. That's where you can find us all day long. You can also find other Heat fans, more than 500 to chat with during the off season. We've got all kinds of stuff there, including a transaction channel. We know that's what most of you want, so check it out. It's Off the Floor. Link right here in the description on the podcast feed and on the YouTube channel. $2.99 per month. Also, check out the great sponsors of the Five Reasons Sports Network. Includes Big Brother Ironwork. You can find them at BigBrotherIronwork.com. That's BigBrotherIronwork.com. They offer free estimates across Florida, including Dade, Broward, the Keys, and more. Competitive pricing, steadfast fabrication, and installation. What do? They specialize in metalwork, such as aluminum fences, gates, pergolas, railings, and more. And they got more than 20 years of experience. So established experts in the field, also avid Miami Heat fans. Licensed and insured, check them out at BigBrotherIronwork.com. Again, that's BigBrotherIronwork.com. Call Abraham at 786-406-5780. Again, 786-406-5780, BigBrotherIronwork.com. And now, today's episode.
Down to Biscayne. Yikes. Five on the floor, ride for my dogs. Where here's the thing, you can check the score. Hustle hard, couple scars, wearing bubble frogs. Just like Buckley said, you in trouble, y'all. Kept the floor playing, got an all band. Y'all seen the block, stop with one hand. And Pat, we trust, it's power, have the guts. We here to bring the heat, y'all can hang it up.
Welcome to Five on the Floor, a daily insider show on the Miami Heat and the NBA, featuring Ethan Skolnick, Greg Sylvander, and Alex Toledo, plus others from the Five Reasons Sports Network.
All right, welcome back to Five on the Floor. Here's today's floor plan. I'm Ethan Skolnick, and follow me, Ethan J. Skolnick, at Five Reasons Sports. We've got Alex Toledo, Michael Beasley enthusiast. You can follow him at Tropical Blanket. Speaking of Michael Beasley, we'll be doing draft episodes about failed Miami Heat draft picks. No, we'll be doing it about all Miami Heat draft picks coming up in June. We're actually going to revisit some past Heat drafts, get into who they could have drafted, who they did draft, how it worked out, how that player would have projected. I think we'll have some fun with it. We'll also bring on some guests maybe to talk about what the process was, and I'll be gathering background information between now and then. We've got some other episodes planned as we go forward too, but we are going to talk about potential targets. And we're going to react to them as they are in the news, okay? So this doesn't necessarily mean, I'm going to say this from the very start, please don't aggregate this. This doesn't necessarily mean that the Miami Heat are targeting this player at this particular moment. It just means that this player is out there. We're going to discuss fit financially and fit from a playing style perspective. So the big one that's in the news since the weekend is Trae Young. And there are a couple of reasons that Trae Young's in the news. One is the Hawks kind of played better without him this year. With DeJounte Murray in the backcourt, that has never really turned out to be a fit in terms of the way that they anticipated it. And again, they were a play-in team. They're kind of stuck in that same spot that Chicago is. They got really good performance from Jalen Johnson before he got hurt this year. And then, you know, again, they've been trying to pivot around DeAndre Hunter and others. And so it looks like now there may be an actual chance that they move Trae, because one, it doesn't seem to be a perfect fit, but also they just got the number one overall pick in the draft. And this is a weak draft, but if they take Alexander Sarr, I think I'm pronouncing his name correctly, they could sort of rebuild around him. There does not seem to be, again, a lot of difference between kind of 1 and 10 in this draft, but he seems to be the consensus. We'll see if somebody else pops in there. But they were not supposed to get this pick. This is an unexpected pick, Alex. They were a play-in team. I have no problem with a play-in team getting the number one overall pick. At least they kind of tried this year, and like what Detroit has done for the past 2 years. So I have no sympathy for Detroit falling to 5. But I'll ask you this. If you were the Hawks, before we get into fit for the Heat, if you were the Hawks, would you trade Trae Young now?
It's actually a really tough question. I know I'm playing into the, you know, my own stereotype here of always thinking everything is a tough question, but I think it's like a good problem for them to have, right? Because you now get this asset that's extremely valuable. And, you know, as opposed to where before, like, what were they supposed to get? What was their original slot in the lottery? It was going to be much, much lower than that. So now, like, all these options are open. Right. It's a very weird draft where, like you said, there's not this consensus number one pick. You know, everybody who is into the draft and into scouting college players will tell you it's kind of a weak draft up top. Now, it may end up being wrong a few years from now. Right. But I'm sure there's still going to be like good players in the draft, but it doesn't seem as star studded at the top as other drafts. So it's a weird problem for the Hawks to have, because Alex Saar, who seems to be the guy who's going to get taken number one based on like a lot of mock drafts. And I just think, you know, he's a big man and somebody who you might be able to pair pretty nicely with Trae Young. Right. I think they can kind of go different ways here. They can just say, okay, we're just going to add him to this core and shake up a couple of things. Maybe you trade DeJounte and try to add a couple of different pieces, you know, just be heavy in the trade market in that way and build around Trae and Saar. And whereas before it felt like, okay, maybe Trae has to go. It feels like both options kind of make sense. You can kind of just, you can commit to a full-on rebuild and just say, okay, Trae and DeJounte, you're out. You know, like anybody that can help a winning team, you know, just trade all those guys and stock up as many first-round picks as you can get. That might not be a bad idea, right? And just go all in as opposed to trying to keep, like, adding to this build they have. Or, you know, you can be a little bit delusional and be like, okay, maybe Saar is going to help this trade build and maybe we should keep going through with it. I think the full rebuild probably makes a little bit more sense for their situation. But, like, I wouldn't be surprised if they're like, okay, no, we've got our big man for Trae now. Let's just shake things up around them.
No, I get it. And again, they've drafted a Kongwu, right, a couple years ago. And so Capella is another guy who could be on the move. They re-signed Hunter. They brought in Murray. There were the possibility that Murray was going to get traded at the trade deadline. Now, I can tell you flat out that I know that, and I've said this on Playback, follow us at playback.tv/5RSN, that I know that the Spurs, and this is, this came out the past couple of days, but I've been hearing this and I've been saying it on Playback, that they have really investigated Trae. I know that they're serious about him. And what I heard was that they want to do this rebuild about Wemby quickly, because Wemby's body type is not does not lend itself to longevity necessarily. So especially because he is so advanced, you know, intellectually and in all other ways, and in terms of his attitude, and obviously what we saw on the court this year, they want to expedite it. Like, this is not a guy who's going to be happy losing very long. It's just not in his makeup. He wants to win. And so I do think that Trae to them is a legitimate possibility, that he really could end up with the Spurs. Now, we talked about the Lakers. Now, Trae just changed agents from Clutch, which is an odd move to make if you think you're getting traded to the Lakers. Doesn't mean he necessarily won't. I think DeJounte Murray's with Clutch also, actually. So now they had the same agent, but now they don't have the same agent. So we'll see if that plays into anything. Sometimes those things can have an impact on negotiations or at least interest. But I guess my thing is this. If I'm the Hawks, okay, I would be pivoting. I would be trading Trae. I think you have to trade Trae or Murray. Like, you have to trade one or the other. That backcourt does not work. I mean, we've talked about where the Hero Rozier backcourt. There's enough evidence at this point about the Trae-Murray backcourt to know that they're better off separate than they are together. And so I understand the thinking on it, which is that Murray's a better defensive guard, or should be, than Trae is, so that he could take the better perimeter player, but it just hasn't worked. It hasn't worked offensively. So if I were them, I would look to move him. Now, I'm looking at his contract, Alex, and anybody can find this on Spotrack. Next year, $43 million. Year after, $45.9 million. And then he has an early termination option of 48.9. So basically 49 million. He becomes unrestricted in 27. So you'd have him under contract for 3 years. Now let's get to, before we get to the basketball fit, let's talk about the contractual fit. Greg and I just did an entire episode. I recommend people listen to it. We talked about how you can't really have a third guy making that kind of money. In fact, we kind of argued that you can't really even have a third guy making what Terry, or certainly what Tyler is making, which is 29. Terry makes 24. And now we're saying you're basically going to bring in a guy who's making what both of them make combined or close to it. Your salary structure is really tilted. And so before we get into the on-court fit, Alex, you got to be damn sure that those three guys are the right guys, right? Because you're not going to be able to afford much else.
For sure. And I think that's the problem that comes with, you know, having that many guys making that level of money, like you guys were talking about. But you know, like what is this all about at the end of the day? Right. Let me throw that in there. And it feels like it all comes down to, okay, what are the best combinations that are going to help you win? And everybody, including us, has resorted to kind of for years now saying, you know, they should probably go for another star. And now it's become a little bit more urgent, it feels like, because we saw signs of Jimmy's decline this year. We saw the way that it ended, where half the team or half the rotation was out when you needed them the most. And it feels a little bit more urgent, right? And everybody wants Donovan Mitchell to be available and for the Heat to trade for Donovan Mitchell. And we're gonna have podcasts talking about Donovan Mitchell. I'm sure of it. But as of right now, we're talking about Trae Young, right? Isn't it it's a similar kind of problem, because Donovan Mitchell would be a huge, right? Or Kevin Durant or whatever big star that, you know, a Heat fan might want to trade for, it's going to be a big contract. So is Trae the one that you would want to do it for? A lot of people don't like his game. Maybe your first thought is no. He is really young, right? I'm not like the biggest fan of Trae's game or anything, but I'm trying to give the case a little bit here. He's 25, right? He's still pretty young, has been kind of elite at the things he's good at ever since he's gotten into the league, right? When it comes to, you know, getting to the free throw line, being able to generate offense, being a fantastic passer, which, by the way, like his assist percentage is 98th or 99th percentile for every single season of his career, including his rookie year. The turnover percentage is always, you know, relatively low compared to the amount of usage he gets. Like the guy, obviously, we know can really stretch the floor and shoot from just about anywhere. There's a lot of tantalizing things that he can bring, especially for a team that desperately needs offense. It's a guy who fits both timelines in a way, because it's not like you're waiting for him to develop. He is who he is. He would help the Jimmy, you know, win now timeline, would help the Bam timeline because he's still pretty young. And I just think it's an interesting one. Like if he actually becomes available, I think the Heat should consider it. I'm not saying I'm all the way into this because, you know, to get into the contract stuff, like you said, he's making 43 mil. If you're trying to trade match, you're probably going to have to, it's probably going to end up having to be Tyler and Duncan. And then that doesn't include the inevitable draft capital that the Hawks front office would look for. So all of that to be said, I don't think this is the type of move that the Heat would actually make, because I don't think they would pony up the draft capital necessary to trade for somebody like Trae. Maybe I'm wrong there, but I think that's kind of what ends up separating, you know, whether or not they pull off a move like that. Because I do think he's somebody that, even with all his flaws, right, like they might be able to work around some of that stuff. The defense, we know how bad it is.
Well, hold that, because that's going to be the second part of this episode.
Because that's
kind of where it goes, and you hadn't mentioned it yet specifically, and I was waiting for it. So let's talk about that on the other side of this. Do want to mention a couple of great sponsors of the 5 Reasons Sports Network. Our friends over at Better Edge, we run competitions there. This is legal sports betting. People ask, what's the difference between this and another legal place to bet in the state of Florida? Well, this one, there's no VIG. So if you're not familiar with VIG, that's the money that the book takes from you just for betting with them. They don't have any. The other part is you can find the line that you want. They've got all kinds of markets there. So you want to bet a Panther game, you can find a different goal total there. You can find all kinds of different things. So check it out, betteredge.com. Use the code 5RSN. We also run, like I said, our competitions there as well. We'll be doing more for the Eastern Conference Finals, giving away some T-shirts. So check it out, betteredge.com. Use the code 5RSN. Also, Prize Picks. This is our fantasy partner. It is still our fantasy partner. They are, again, legal in the state of Florida with their new arena game. Set your lineup. It's between 2 and 4 players. You can do it across different sports, and if you get them all right, you win, and you can win big. So use the code 5FIVE. Again, that's the code 5FIVE. PrizePicks.com. Again, legal in the state of Florida. So if you were waiting, you're like, oh, is it coming back? We told you to come back. It is back. Use the code 5FIVE. Get that initial deposit matched up to $100. Hey, it's Ethan Skolnick for Five on the Floor on the Five Reasons Sports Network. As you know, we heard from Pat Riley recently. Everybody has an opinion on trades, free agency, who they should keep, who they should give up, who they should get. Well, whatever it is that Riley and the Heat do, you don't want them giving up too much and getting too little, right? Well, the same is true of shaving products. And that's why I use Harry's shaving products. I love the way it handled. I love the way it looks. And I love the quality of the shave. I have a little bit of trouble growing out a good beard, so better to just shave it off and make sure that it looks somewhat professional. These are German-engineered blades made in their own factory, so they stay sharp longer. Means you can use them longer. And also, they've got customizable delivery options for scheduled refills as low as $2, half of what you pay for other big brands. Also, I would recommend the shaving lotion as well and the body wash. So check it out. You can go to harrys.com/5. That's harrys.com/5. You'll get a $13 trial set for just $3. Again, don't pay too much and get too little. Same is true of shaving as NBA transactions. harrys.com/5 for your $3 trial set.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
All right, so here's the thing, all right, but we'll talk about the defense in a second, and that is probably where this is going to hit. You mentioned you'd probably have to give up draft capital, probably Tyler. Again, if they had interest in Tyler, again, roughly the same age as Trey. He's like a year younger than Trey. He would still fit with a younger timeline there. DeAndre Hunter was in Tyler's draft class, and then you'd have Sar, you'd have Jalen. You have some pieces there that you could kind of build with to kind of go forward. I guess this is the thing, though. Like, again, if you're the Heat and you're trading Tyler, you're replacing Tyler with Trey, I still think they might trade Terry Rozier, because I don't know. Does the Terry Rozier, Trey Young backcourt work?
Yeah, I don't think the both of them will be starting together.
Right?
That's my first thought.
Okay, so, I mean, let's start there. Like, I don't know that that's ideal. And then also, even if you traded Duncan and Tyler, you still have Terry's salary there at number four on your payroll at about $24 million, which is still a significant fourth salary when you're talking about what your three salaries are. And we do have to put this in the context of the second apron for sure. That would be one of the concerns here. I think from a playing standpoint, you hit on it. This is for people and our friend Trilly on Twitter and others who've talked about this. This is about unlocking Bam in some ways. If you feel Bam can be unlocked more by putting him with a point guard who is, for all of Trey's chucking, and there is a lot of chucking there from all kinds of places on the floor, you're right, he's an elite assist guy. And it's not just assists. I do believe he's also an elite passer. I know that some will say that some of the assists are kind of token assists, and it's the way that assists are sort of, you know, given out and all the rest of that. But he's a very good passer. He's a better passer than anybody they have, that's for sure. And so that would likely help Bam. Now, from an age timeline perspective, he's on Bam's timeline. I mean, he's 25. He's just as much as Mitchell is. Like, he's 2 years younger than Mitchell. He's not on Jimmy's, but he would do the things that we've talked about, which is innings eat during the regular season, right, for Jimmy, probably better than anybody else would. I'm looking at his games just for an availability perspective, though. He played only 54 this year. He played 73, 76 the two prior years. So you would take that for sure. The 76 would have ranked first on the Heat this year. 73 would have ranked second. Shooting percentage, field percentage 43%, same as last year. 3-point percentage was up at 37. That's the second highest of his career on very high volume as usual, 8.7. Although actually not that much higher than Tyler's, I don't believe. And then effective field goal percentage, 52%. Obviously, he's a very good free throw shooter. The big difference, you mentioned it, other than the assists, is offensively, is that he gets to the line. Since in the last 5 years, 9.3, 8.7, 7.3, 8.8, 7.5. I mean, those are free points, essentially. So you're talking about free throw line and the three-point line. He's giving you offensive productivity. How bad would the defense be, Alex?
Oh, man. I mean, we know how bad his defense is. Like, we've seen it. The poor Hawks fans over the past few years have had to deal with some pretty bad defense from their point guard spot. And that's where his biggest flaw is, for sure, because he's very small. And, you know, like, people mentioned that his defense actually improved a little bit this year. And it's kind of some of the, like, similar type of stuff that we've been talking about with Tyler, where it's like, okay, you know, the hands are a little bit more active. He's in the right spot a little bit more. I would still say Tyler is probably like miles ahead of Trae Young as a defender. So that tells you how I feel about it. I think, you know, the Heat are a very interesting situation when it comes to like a potential fit, right? Where you, in theory, right, which like depends on a lot of things, but in theory, you have the defensive infrastructure to cover up for Trae's flaws, right? With an elite defensive coach, Bam at the five, and other, you know, pretty good defensive personnel on the roster. We don't know how many of them will be back, right? Because Caleb and Haywood, and even DeLon, like, their situations are kind of up in the air for this summer. So some of that could be affected, because those are kind of, that's pretty much all their like guard defense class right there. They're all up for a new contract this summer. So we don't know what's going to happen there, right, with the Heat's guard defense. But I do think if you just talk about like, can you fit him into this organization and play around his lack of defense? I think you can. I just think it's, you got to make the offense worth it. He's got to be an innings eater when you need him to be. He's got to be, you know, who he is when it comes to getting to the free throw line, which he has been his whole career, like I mentioned. But now, right, some people might point this out as well, is that there seems to have been a difference, right, in the way that the NBA now is regulating some of these foul calls. So if you have any kind of skepticism that he is going to be able to draw fouls at the same rate, then that might be a deal breaker, because you're going to have to pony up some stuff to even be in this conversation in the first place. And that's one of the big reasons you'd want him, is because of the offense. A big part of his offense is how frequently he can get to the line, even as a small player. Like, he is very, very good at that. And like, I think the passing is not going anywhere. That would be a fantastic pick and roll with him and Bam, and you would have a bread and butter type of offense that you can, you know, have plenty of variations around with Trae. You can obviously do a lot with him if he's willing to do a little bit more off-ball stuff. Another thing that's kind of in theory. I think, like, there's a lot to like about Trae's game, and the sell would be, okay, we can bring him here and trim some of the extra fat, right? Like, some of the parts of his game we don't love. You know, him playing for a situation where ideally, presumably, you'd be a championship contender, like, you know, wouldn't mess around as much, be put in a serious organization like this. I can see it. Like, I can see the sell. You just have to be sure that the free throw volume, the, you know, him being able to stretch the floor from anywhere, the passing, that all of that stuff is going to stay at the same level, and that you'd be able to kind of turn him into the best version of himself, because the defense, it kind of, you know, is what it is. You could turn him into a better defender. The Heat have done that forever, but like, there's only so much you can get out of somebody who is that small. You know, he doesn't even weigh 180 according to like his listed weight.
Yeah, I mean, they've had small point guards before. I mean, Tim Hardaway was one, but Tim had a weight clause in his contract. Like, that's, you know, Kyle Lowry too. We talked about acreage with Kyle Lowry. Like, this is a whole different. I mean, this is a tiny point guard. Like, it really is. And
the opposite problem.
That's where it comes in. But I understand the desire, because it's like, okay, they've done these kind of things with players with much less skill than Trae Young. Like, you can't argue about his skill. You're right. They have to trim out some of the fat. I just wonder how Heat fans would process this. Like, it almost would feel to me a little bit like, if you give up too much, it's like a move for the sake of making a move, kind of. I don't know. Like, I mean, you're comparing, if you're comparing Mitchell and Young, if you're talking about similar type assets, Mitchell makes much more sense just because I do think that the physical tools are there for him to be a plus defender in the right circumstance with the right motivation. It's not, you're right, it's not with Trey. Like, that's just not it. And now Donovan's defense has been criticized at times, rightly so. But again, you would hope that they would clean that up a little bit. And again, I think there's more raw material to work with. I don't think this is ultimately a move that they would make. I think this is one of those moves that will be made and then Heat fans will be, oh my God, we missed out on another one. It just doesn't feel to me like a team that leans defense, that actually was as interested or more interested in Drew Holiday than they were in Dame Lillard. I have a hard time seeing them. So let's go for the worst defender at the point of attack in the league, essentially.
If you want to think about it from a certain perspective, this might be like the most Heat culture thing they could do. It's like, we can get good defense or good enough
out of
defense
anybody,
out of anybody.
Anybody.
Trae Young is the biggest test of that.
Oh, my God. I don't know what Spo would be thinking.
They need offense badly, and that's what
they do. This is the ultimate deal with the devil, honestly, for offense to be dealing with his defense.
Be careful what you wish for.
Yeah, I don't see it. I mean, we'll talk about somebody like Brandon Ingram in a future ep, and I've got my other issues with that. Like, there are no perfect targets. There's a reason that they're available as targets. And my issue with Brandon Ingram is that it just seems like, you know, I don't know, for that salary that you'd have to pay him going forward, like, he's not that guy. Like, you're paying for Durant when he's not Durant. I don't know. His playoff performance this year really soured me. I don't think it's just a fit with Zion. It feels like more than that. Oh, he also did not show up really for the U.S. team this summer. Like, that was not an impressive performance at all. Like, you kind of see, I'm going to use this phrase again, the alphas versus the not. Brandon Ingram feels to me like one of their third guy type options that I think we'd be complaining about him going 5 for 16 in a playoff game. But, I understand the need to make changes. I would prefer Trey over Ingram. I'll say that.
Oh,
I do. I would. Only because, like, I know what that skill set is, and I do believe that he would get the best out of Bam. I don't know necessarily how Ingram's going to make others better. But yeah, I mean, that's going to be a bleep show on the defensive end. I don't know how much zone you can play. Like, I don't know. Switching stuff with Trey, where he's got to be the guy, you know, in the dunker spot, like Lowry was trying to.
It'll be a lot of blitzing, a lot of hedging, I imagine.
It's going to be a lot of
and then zone when Bam is not on the floor. Never play him on the floor without Bam.
Right, like they would be attached at the hip. Like I'm going to say this right out as we close here. Okay. And thanks to our sponsors, Big Brother Ironwork, and also Prize Picks and Better Edge. Use code 5 at Prize Picks, 5 at RSN at Better Edge. This idea that we don't want them to bring in a star thing is crazy. Trust me, I cannot go through another season with the same team. I might walk out.
What the Heat trading for a star would do for our downloads. Like, think about.
Oh no! I mean, come on, people. Like, seriously. Like, but I'm trying to be reasonable about this and see. Okay, what makes sense and what doesn't. But yes, please bring us a star, anybody.
I just can't see them trading like Tyler Duncan. Let's say the 15th pick in the draft, and then probably like one of Hawkins. I cannot see that. Yeah. I can't see them doing that for Trae Young. Like, distressed asset, somebody who fits well, really good player, until you start going through what they have to give up. And it's like,
into all that for Mitchell. You can't talk me into all that for Trey, I don't think. And look, there will be, like I said, there will be interest in Trey. There will be interest. The contract is not great, obviously, but it's not like abominable. Again, you know what production he offers. Like, that's not a question. You know what production he offers. You're not projecting that so much, you know? So there's that. That's where it's at. All right. Thanks to Alex. Thanks to our sponsors. We'll be doing more episodes. Brady had a good idea. Actually, we're going to do this week. Pick your fighter here. The best team of the Jimmy Butler era. Don't say it, but I know you kind of have one option. I think you're going to go with, I know which would have been if they'd ever been healthy, but they weren't. So, I think that's a disqualifier anyway. Thanks, everyone, for joining. We'll be back with more episodes throughout the offseason.
Thank you for listening to the 5 on the Floor on the 5 Reasons Sports Network. After all, Someone needs to listen to my dad.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.